Support for Blues Vox comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Even as he calls for scaling back the U.S. war on terrorism, President Obama told graduates of the Naval Academy today they must stay ready for a full range of threats. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Obama says he is determined to preserve the world's strongest military even in times of government-wide belt tightening.
Obama told the graduates military challenges have changed during the time they've been at the academy, with the winding down of the Iraq and Afghan wars and the death of Osama bin Laden. Even as large numbers of ground forces give way to precision drone strikes, though, the president says he remains committed to military superiority. He again called on Congress to undo spending cuts that fall across the government, including the Pentagon.
We have the best trained, best led, best equipped military in history, and I am determined to keep it that way, and Congress should be too.
Obama says the military still has to contend with emerging threats, from new countries seeking nuclear weapons to cyber attacks. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Fierce fighting has broken out near the UN compound in the Afghan capital. Witnesses report Taliban militants launched a coordinated attack against security forces, resulting in a number of casualties. Police say one suicide attacker blew open the gates of a guest house for the International Organization for Migration staff, which was then raided. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling the last 2 days of Israeli-Palestinian meetings very productive, but he says both sides must decide soon on whether to revive peace negotiations that have long been stalled. As he was preparing to leave Tel Aviv for Jordan, Kerry told reporters the U.S. position on paving a path to peace has not changed, including the ongoing dispute over Israeli settlements.
Our position on settlements and outposts and on the legalization is that we are opposed to it. We believe that that is not appropriate and, in fact, is not constructive in the context of our efforts to move forward. But it should not be something that prevents us from being able to get to negotiations.
Tensions in the skies over England today when British jet fighters were ordered to intercept a Pakistan International Airlines flight with more than 300 people on board. Larry Miller has more.
Britain's Ministry of Defense says it scrambled the Typhoon jet fighters after an emergency signal had been sent by the plane's crew. They escorted the flight away from Manchester to the more remote Stansted Airport north of London. Passengers say they were told the diversion was due to the weather. On landing, police boarded the plane, and two passengers were arrested on suspicion of endangering an aircraft. Officials say there was an onboard incident, but it wasn't terror-related. No one was injured. One passenger says the two men tried to enter the cockpit and made threats when they were refused entry. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Dow is down 30. This is NPR. The market's headed for its first weekly loss in 5 weeks. Investors remain worried over the Federal Reserve's bond buying program. Sears has dropped 17% after the department store chain reported a steep quarterly loss and downward sales. Procter & Gamble surged, though, 4% after the household products giant announced it was bringing back its former CEO, A.G. Lafley. Many travelers are encountering major disruptions between Seattle and Vancouver this Memorial Day weekend. A section of the Interstate 5 bridge collapsed into the Skagit River last night after a semi carrying an oversized load struck an overhead girder north of Seattle. A few people suffered minor injuries. Russia's oldest human rights group has filed a court challenge to a law that would force it to register as a foreign agent. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that critics say the law is designed to discredit non-governmental organizations or bring them under Kremlin control.
Memorial was originally founded to document human rights violations that happened during the Soviet era, but it's become active in many current human rights issues. Under a new law, such groups must register as foreign agents if they receive any funding from abroad. Memorial has refused to register, pointing out that to many Russians, the word foreign agent is roughly equal to spy. Over the past few months, thousands of civil society groups across the country have been raided by prosecutors who demanded to see records detailing their funding. Opposition groups say it's an effort by the government to stifle dissent. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Dow is off 32 points. It's at 15,263. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from America's Natural Gas. Learn how Los Angeles reduced emissions for its entire bus fleet by switching to natural gas. ThinkAboutIt.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. We're going to start off the hour by going back to 1970, listening to music from Roosevelt Sykes.
Hard tonight, baby, the jazz still is playing. yourself. Can't get the one you love and have to use somebody else. I've got the blues, gonna pack my things and go.
From 1952, that was Little Walter on blues harp and vocals. Walter playing with the Myers Brothers, recorded in Chicago, doing A Mean Old World. Before we heard Little Walter, we heard Roosevelt Sykes on piano and vocals from 1970. We heard Roosevelt Sykes recorded in New Orleans. He had with him on guitar Robert Jr. Lockwood. Sykes had originally started his career back in Chicago, St. Louis. He finally moved to New Orleans in 1954 when his style of piano blues was no longer really that hot. His in areas like places like Chicago, blues was beginning by that time had become was really becoming guitar dominant, and people like Sykes had to find newer venues. New Orleans offered a good place for him. We heard Roosevelt on piano and vocals doing a number called "Love the One You're With." And Roosevelt Sykes really hit his stride back around 1929 or so when he recorded a tune called 44 Blues, which spun some spin-offs, other people covering the tune and doing variants of it. We're going to listen to a case in point from 1954. Here is Howling Wolf with a number called 44.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
Support for this program is provided by the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, presenting the Louisiana Cajun Zydeco Festival, June 8th and 9th in New Orleans, sponsored in part by the Louisiana Office of Tourism. Musical guests include Gino Delafosse, Beau Soleil, and Rosie LeDay. For more information and a complete music schedule, the website is CajunZydecoFest.com or LouisianaTravel.com.
Hey, little bird, you fly way home. Your house is on.
Joe Bonamassa on guitar and vocals from his new release, a two-disc set called An Acoustic Evening at the Vienna Opera House. That was a number entitled Jockey, full of bourbon, Tom Waits' composition. Before we heard Joe Bonamassa, we heard Howling Wolf. We heard Wolf from 1954 doing a number called 44. And we just heard Bonamassa doing a Tom Waits number. A few of his compositions have figured into the repertoire of blues musicians. Another case in point would be John Hammond in the disc Wicked Grin. 12 out of 13 tunes on that disc were written by Tom Waits. We're going to turn to Hammond now from that disc. Here he is with Murder in the Red Barn.
There was a murder in the Red Barn. A murder in the Red Barn. The trees are bending over. The cows are lying down. The autumn's ticking over. You can hear the buckshot hound. Watchman said to Reba the loon, was it pale at Manzanita or blind Bob the raccoon? Pin it on a drifter, they sleep beneath the bridge. One plays the violin and sleeps inside a fridge. Now there was a murder. A murder in the Red Barn. Someone's crying in the woods. Someone's burying all his clothes. And I slammed the crank from Weezer. Slept outside last night and froze. Roadkill has its season, just like anything. It's possums in the autumn and farm cats in the spring. Now there was a murder. A murder in the Red Barn. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house or covet thy neighbor's wife. But for some it's murder is the only door they're walking into life. Now they surrounded the house. They took them off in chains. The sky turned black and bruised. And we had months of heavy rain. Now there's a murder. A murder in the Red Barn. Now the ravens nest in the rotted roof of Chenoweth's old place. And no one's asking Cal about that scar upon his face. Cause there's nothing strange about an axe with blood stains in the barn. There's always some kind of killing you gotta do around the farm. Now there's a murder in the Red Barn. A murder in the Red Barn. Now the woods will never tell what sleeps beneath the tree or what's buried beneath a rock or hiding in the leaves. Cause roadkill has its seasons just like anything. It's possums in the autumn and it's farm cats in the spring. Now there's a murder in the Red Barn. A murder in the Red Barn.
can't do nothing without folks' tongues a wagging. Is that blood on the tree or is autumn's red blade? When the ground is soft for digging and the rain will bring all of this gloom, there's nothing wrong with a lady drinking alone in a room. There's a murder in the red bar. A murder in the red bar. Murder in the red bar. There's a murder in the red bar. There's a murder in the red bar. In the red bar. I said a murder in the red bar. 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 A murder in the red bar.
John Hammond from 2001, and again from his disc Wicked Grin, his rendition of the Tom Waits composition Murder in the Red Barn. Music next from Larry Garner from Baton Rouge. He's been heralded for years about his really interesting compositions. His lyrics are often have very contemporary themes and often quite thoughtful. Case in point, this next number. Here's Larry Garner from the disc Double Dues with a tune called Shut It Down.
And said, "Daddy, we need to talk." I said, "Okay, fella, what you got?" He said, "Dad, I want you to tell me why don't people find out whether children want to be born before they go bringing them here?" I said, "Whoa. You must have had a bad day at school, huh, fella?" He said, "Yeah." Well, we went on to talk about what he was bothered about. Got it down to where he could deal with it. And I went on to try to tell him why I brought him into this world. I told him, "Son, you were brought here for purely selfish reasons, plain and simple. You see, I wanted a child. Your mama wanted a child. Your grandma and grandpa, they wanted grandchildren. Aunts and uncles, they wanted nieces and nephews and things. But you know, we never once sit down and discuss whether or not you even wanted to be part of this situation. And for not having that forethought, I humbly apologize. But
you know your little situation ain't much different from mine when I was a kid. I used to walk around and wonder why me, Lord. What's my purpose? What you bring me here for? But somewhere along the line, I just learned how to deal with the hand that was dealt to me. And before it's all said and done, you're gonna do it too. Even though you reserve the right to take yourself out anytime you get ready, I know you're gonna hang around because you're a champ. Now, as you go through life, you're gonna have these confrontations with the ignorance, the big ones, stupidity, envy, all them weird emotions, you know. Till you gonna feel like shutting it down. Feel like your life need an overhaul. Yeah, you gonna wanna shut it down. Gonna feel like your life needs an overhaul. But don't blame nobody just cause you're tired of it all. You're gonna get tired of hearing about Republicans, tired of hearing about Democrats, tired of hearing about bipartisan, all them silly spats. Gonna get tired of hearing about the Senate, tired of hearing about the House, tired of hearing about the President, tired of hearing about the spouse. You don't wanna shut it down. It feels just like your life need an overhaul. But don't blame nobody just cause you tired of it all. Yeah, you gon' wanna shut it down. Gonna feel like your life need an overhaul. Yeah, baby, you gon' wanna shut it down. Gonna feel just like your life need an overhaul. But don't blame nobody just cause you feel like you're tired of it all. Now I get tired of all these different races. That's something that I never could stand. When somebody get to blaming their downfalls on the color of another man. Get tired of your mama nagging. Get tired of watching her frown. Tired of trying to keep up with the Joneses. You're about to get your daddy down. That's why I feel like shutting it down. Feel just like my life need an overhaul. But I can't blame nobody just cause I'm tired of it all. You're gonna get tired of all these lost religions trying to tell you where heaven's at. You're gonna get tired of paying taxes, some high class aristocrat. You're gonna get tired of watching TV. You're gonna turn off the news. Now folks gonna talk bad about you. They gonna say, you got a real bad attitude, cause you wanna shut it down. Cause your life feel like it need an overhaul. But don't ever blame nobody, cause you're tired of it all. Yeah, you gon' wanna shut it down. Gon' feel just like your little life need an overhaul.
to shut it down. You're gonna need a tune-up, you're gonna need an overhaul. But don't go blaming nobody just cause you tired of it all.
Larry Garner from the disc Double Dues. That one is out on JSP Records. That one came out a number of years ago. It's one of Larry's early discs. He's had a number of them since. The name of the number, Shut It Down. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
We are entering into a Memorial Day weekend here in the United States, and the holiday was originally called Decoration Day, day to honor the dead on both sides of the Civil War. Some say the first one was held in 1865. There are a bunch of different claims about where it actually began and when, but at any rate, it is a very fine weekend, for a very good cause. We're going to listen to Sonny Boy Williamson the second from 1963. He has a number called Decoration Day.
Lord, I had a woman. She was nice, loving, kind in every way. She was night long and kind of in every way. But the little girl died and left me. I had a blues on every decoration day. La 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 la. Now my bedtime, he's the last word my baby to say. Sonny boy, please bring me some flowers on every decoration day. I just hate to see the good Lord take away.
sorry to leave you, but I know the good Lord will take away. But I always will remember, and I won't forget Decoration Day.
From 1957, that was Lowell Fulson on guitar and vocals with a number called Don't Drive Me Baby, kind of a hot rocking number, I guess, trying to cash in on what was hot back then. Lowell Fulson. He was preceded by Sonny Boy Williamson II, whom we heard recorded back in 1963 after he got back from a tour of Europe. Sonny Boy with, Buddy Guy on guitar on that particular track. A number called Decoration Day. Again, Decoration Day was what Memorial Day was called many, many years ago. Lowell Fulson, back in the late 40s and early 50s, had a number of charters, a number of good hits back then. A case in point was his Reconsider Baby, which got to number 3 on the R&B charts in 1954. Here is Eric Clapton from his Grammy Award-winning disc From the Cradle with a cover of that tune, Reconsider Baby.
so long. Oh, I hate to see you go. And the way that I will miss you, I guess you will never know. We've been together so long to have to separate this way. We've been together so long to have to separate this way. I'm gonna let you go ahead on now, baby. Pray that you'll come back home someday.
Trying to stretch my money, baby, though it's hard
trying to stretch my money, William Clark on blues harp and vocals from 1992 and from his disc Serious Intentions. Before we heard William Clark, we heard Eric Clapton from his 1994 Grammy Award-winning disc From the Cradle. We heard Clapton do Reconsider Baby, a cover of what was a hit for Lowell Fulson back in 1954. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way at 1 o'clock on the program American Roots. That's hosted by Nick Spitzer, of course. And at 3 o'clock, do stay tuned for Roger Cash and the program Freetown Radio. And, of course, 4 o'clock, all things considered, national and international news from NPR. And at 7 tonight, Big Band Swings with Lee Klein-Peter. And this is public radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and we are member-supported public radio. If you'd like to help us keep these programs on the air, you can pledge securely online at krvs.org. Here's Corey Harris to take us on up to the top of the hour.
Wipe my face with this clean rag.
Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Dirty rag down, y'all. Come on.